The proposal by NENA GOP Assemblyman Dean Coffert would require two-thirds of a food stamp recipient's benefits to be spent on a pre-approved list of healthy foods. The federal government would have to okay the proposal first, something that's eluded other states. Coffert told reporters Wisconsin should be a test case.
We're not banning anything. We're not changing eligibility. We're not being punitive. We are saying with your money, people can buy what they want. With taxpayer money, we should be able to provide some guidelines.
The list of what's healthy and what's not would be a work in progress, but right now the junk food list includes free-range eggs and even sharp cheddar. During debate on the assembly floor, Ford Atkinson Democrat Andy Jorgensen told Republicans that could put them on the dairy industry's bad list.
You don't want to be on that list. You want to be on the good list on this one. You want to say, I love Wisconsin cheese.
Still, Jorgensen and a dozen other Democrats voted yes on the bill, which passed the assembly on a 68-26 vote. Also yesterday, the Wisconsin Senate sent a bill to the governor's desk that would criminalize food stamp trafficking. Republicans like Rick Gudex of Fond du Lac said it was needed to preserve the integrity of food stamps.
If we continue to let fraud go rampant within this program, the solvency of this program is in question.
That plan got a broad bipartisan vote, if not an enthusiastic one. Democrat John Erpenbach of Middleton.
I voted for this bill in committee because it's like, whatever. I mean, really seriously, whatever.
Prosecutors say they use laws already in the books to go after food stamp fraud right now. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.